Katie? I've lost her. I'll have to do the podcast intro myself. Welcome to the show. Bit of an odd one this week, Spoons. I've been framed for a crime that I didn't commit, and I'm on the lam. That means I'm on the run. It turns out the cloak was Sean O'Kay, and he told everyone we were in cahoots. Cahoots, I say, as if. If I'm in cahoots with anyone, it's Katie, and Katie alone. I've got to solve this mystery, Spoons, or I'll be saying, this is serial. Prison life. Okay, maybe that's dramatic, but you get the idea.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
What does Tread More mean to you?
Friends.
Family.
Home.
You're both wrong. Tread More means luxury.
Luxury.
Exclusivity.
Exclusivity.
An up-and-coming high-end hotel with adjacent golf course.
All of that stuff.
Yeah, what he said.
For so long, Tread More has lagged behind the rest of Ireland, focusing on community amenities instead of four-star hotels. Oh, it's an embarrassment. Margainy Construction is proud to announce that we will begin construction on The Bridget, a high-end hotel with an eye on the past. Margainy Construction, building the Tread More of tomorrow. Building construction humor.
Pick up.
Aoife, where are you? Are you okay?
I'm surviving. Oh, buddy, old pal, I didn't do it, Katie. I didn't help Shauna to fool the town.
Aoife, I know that. You're my best friend.
I need a favor.
Anything.
Stall everyone so they're not looking for me. Get the adults to swap stories. That should keep them occupied.
What are you going to do?
I need to get answers about Shauna. Something smells fishy. Fishy! That's it. I need to get to the pond.
Good luck.
Shauna ran off in the opposite direction, but I'm sneaking onto his boat. I need answers. Let's recap what we know. Shauna is a conspiracy nut who runs the local radio show. He lives in the middle of a duck pond on a replica pirate boat with his mother, who he thinks is the coolest person ever. But we've never seen her. It seemed like he was getting threatened by the cloak, but now he is the cloak? And why would he lie about me helping him? It's almost like he wants to distract everyone from the truth. But what is the truth? He was reading that book about the Bridget Kelleher fraud and...
Hello, Aoife. I thought our paths would cross eventually.
Who are you?
I'm Shauna's mum. Bridget Kelleher.
Le gasp.
Everyone needs to calm down. There's a perfectly good explanation for all of this. Probably.
My Aoife is innocent as vultures.
We're meant to be throwing a unity concert, not picking each other apart. Let me dig up my new song and play it.
No!
Oh, fine.
We haven't fought like this since the fight that we fought. Back when we fought a lot, that we're not allowed to mention in case there's another fight. Nobody mentioned the fight!
Okay, I need to know what happened. It's time we talked about the big fight.
No way!
Maybe if we retrace the past, we can stop repeating the same mistakes in the present.
Katie makes a good point.
Katie does make a good point. Let's get into it, people. And let's take as long as we need. Nobody leaves the bandstand. Oh, I hope Aoife's okay.
You are Bridget Kelleher. The Bridget Kelleher? Local legend?
I thought I was a local fraud. Weren't you about to do an expose on me for serial? Big fan, by the way.
Oh my gosh, so nice to meet a spoon out in the wild. Honestly? Yeah, I was going to bust the Bridget myth right open, but didn't get a chance to read the book.
Don't bother, it's all lies. You want the real scoop on what happened in Threadmore? The big fight?
Yes, finally.
Here's the story. Let me just start by saying that the 1980s were a different time in Ireland, Aoife. Everyone was made of jumpers. Orange replaced turnip as the breakfast juice of choice. There was no social media, so all your fighting had to be done in the streets, face to face. Threadmore was the most argumentative town in the country.
Cool.
Tension hung heavy in the air, like an angry mist. Finally, Something happened that kicked off the giant fight in Unity Park. Well, it wasn't called Unity Park then. It was called Fisticuffs Park. And it was a hairier place, to be sure.
Give me the deets. I hope you're sitting down, Spoons. This is the information we've been waiting for. Well, part of it.
Mrs. Mulhall, you've got to tell us what happened.
We just started projecting movies on the big screen in Fisticuffs Park. It was meant to be a nice thing.
They kept the movies light, fun. Nothing that would cause any more argy-bargy. No Mean Streets, no Rocky.
Smart.
And then they played Twins.
Twins?
Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the 1980s comedy, Twins.
In Twins, a large Austrian bodybuilder and a short, round Italian-American lad are fraternal twin brothers. One is short and street smart, and the other is tall but a bit thick. They're twins. That's the joke. That's the whole bit.
Sounds dumb.
Sounds hilarious.
Not my cup of soup, to be honest.
So, what was the big fight about?
Half the people in town thought Twins was terrible. The opposite of funny. Laugh poison. The other half thought it was hilarious. Rib tickling, even. They kept quoting the movie.
My name is Julius, and I'm your twin brother.
I don't get it.
Me neither. But somehow it tapped into a nerve in our town. The fight between the little guy and the big guy.
The moment I sat down, I thought I was looking into a mirror.
The whole point of Twins is that they're different, but they love each other.
Arnie was right.
That element was lost on the masses, Harry. They fought over everything, and look, here we are again.
Wait, what's that noise? It's your man Paul McGainey. He's riding a digger.
This can't be good.
Help!
And he has Sean O.
The cloak himself.
No Aoife, though.
People, now tread more! McGainey Construction has apprehended the cloak! I have him right here.
Get off me!
And now that the villain is secured, kindly make your way out of the park. We can talk of future plans at a later date. Hammer out the nuts and bolts. Construction humor.
Paul McGainey, what are you on about?
No one wants Trickmore to slip into the old ways. So, we're going to lock up the park. For good.
No! Hello, Katie? You won't believe who I'm sitting with.
Aoife? They caught Shano and they're trying to shut down the park. I think you need to get back here, dude.
We're on our way.
We?
You'll see when we get there.
They have Sean. They have my boy.
We better motor, Bridget. We have a park to save. Spoons, every bone in my body wanted to hop on the train back to Dublin. I didn't want to face the crowd at the bandstand. They thought I was in league with the cloak. But sometimes you've got to stand up for what you believe in. I knew I was innocent. Katie, Nana and Harry would back me. That was all I needed. Bridget Kelleher and I left the boat and snuck over to the bandstand. It was time to reveal the truth behind this whole mystery. Join me next time for the last episode in this series of Serial, Park Life. Serial Park Life was written by Carol Walsh. It was produced by Nikki Cochran for RTE Junior Radio, with help from Aoife O'Neill
and Niamh Bennett.
Featuring Sive Marshall-Cochran as Aoife,
Sophia Mulvaney as Katie,
Noah Rafferty as Shono,
Killian O'Donoghue as Paul McGainey,
Jane Gribben as Nana,
Ray Cudahy as Harry,
Katrina Ní Bheirithiú as Bridget Kelleher.
For more information, head to rte.ie/kids.